Okay, this is the meeting of the Pacifica National Board Governance Committee. And this is Dave Adelson. I'm the chair. R. Paul Martin is the secretary. Can you call the roll, R. Paul?
Okay. Grace Aaron? Dave Adelson?
I'm sorry, here.
Okay. Dave Adelson?
Here.
Mary Berg? Max Blanchet? Lydia Brazon?
Here.
Marty Derlin? Jane Gatewood?
Here.
Bob Litterer?
Here.
R. Paul Martin? Here. Sarv Randhawa?
Here.
Sandra Rolline?
Here.
Serene Roberts? Rob Robinson?
Here.
Deb Shafto? Hakim Takash? Okay, we have nine people, so that's a quorum.
Okay, that's a quorum.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, go ahead, Sarv.
I would like to have Mary's absence be excused. She is in transit, and she called me, and she had a job that lasted till 5 o'clock. She said she will be here, but she'll be a little late.
Okay. Just out of curiosity, is there... I remember hearing that there was some discussion of the question of attendance at committee meetings, but I don't think we have anything that says if you miss committee meetings
okay.
that there's any
okay.
consequences. Is
okay.
that right?
No, we do have. We passed a motion that the PNB passed last year.
Uh-huh.
Three in a row. Three unexcused absences in a row.
For committee meetings?
Yes.
Wow.
Because we were having problems around August of last year with committees couldn't even meet because people weren't showing up because some people never showed up to any of the meetings.
And the PNB passed that, huh?
Yeah, it's in our minutes.
Okay.
And I think the PNB just passed exactly what we passed, but probably if we got some PNB minutes, we'd be able to see precisely what they passed.
Okay.
However, it also involves they're not just dropped after three in a row. I think that either the chair or the secretary has to contact the chair of that LSB and inform them, and so it's a little more involved than just three and you're out or something.
Okay, well, in that case, I imagine that it requires a vote to of the committee to excuse.
Right.
I think that we should all, I would like to move that we excuse Marty also, since she wrote that.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a motion to, if there's no objection to adding that, then there's a motion to excuse Mary Berg and Marty Derlin.
Why are we excusing Marty again? I'm sorry.
She wrote to say she had a fundraising meeting tonight.
Oh, sure, okay.
And
okay.
Requested that she be excused.
I'm unclear because I think Sarv said that Mary Berg will be in late.
If she can,
yeah.
But this is a prophylactic, so to
speak.
So, is there any objection to the motion? Well, who's going to second the motion?
I second that.
Okay,
who's going to make the motion?
Jane's making it. And so the motion is to excuse Berg and
Derlin.
And Derlin. Okay, is there any objection? Hearing none. Adopted. Okay. Now the next item.
Could I ask, is anybody else getting like noise on the line?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's the line. It's the call, not just me. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. So the first. So I sent around a proposed agenda, which consisted of the following items: call to order and roll call, approval of agenda, approval of minutes. Old business, including bylaws convention, policy on contracts, and code of conduct, and new business, if any, with times associated with that. Sir, would anybody move to approve?
I would move to amend it.
Well, let's have a motion to...
No.
Okay, you'll go ahead.
Well, before we make it a motion, I would, as a friendly amendment, suggest...
Okay.
For approval of minutes, we have to put in March 17th as well.
Okay.
Because those had to be altered, and so...
Okay. Okay.
Mr. Chairman,
anything else? Yes, Arf?
I'm sorry, we had so many meetings, so many minutes, and so many agendas, and I didn't get a chance to look at... There's a comprehensive minutes here for about three, four meetings, and I just received them, and maybe... they were sent before, but I haven't received it.
Okay, can we deal with that once we approve the agenda
sure.
in that section? Great.
Okay.
No is there any other alterations to the agenda that anyone wants to make? Okay, hearing none, can we get a motion to approve with the amendment that we include March 17th among the approvals?
I so move.
Okay, second. Is there a second?
This is Jane, I'll second. I thought we didn't need a second.
I don't know. Do we need seconds, R. Paul?
Sure.
Okay. Is there any...
Who moved it, though? Who moved to approve the agenda?
Rob.
I did. Rob Robbins.
Is there any objection to approving? Okay, hearing none, then we'll do it this way. The time now is 5:20, by my clock, it's 5:23 p.m.
Really?
Yeah, what's yours, R. Paul?
19 minutes after the hour.
Okay,
yeah, that's mine.
19 minutes after mine's 4 minutes past. Okay, so the remaining agenda items, approval of minutes is 10 minutes, old business is an hour and 20, new business is 15. So if we can get through the approval of minutes by 29 past the hour, we'll be on time.
That's great.
So I'm going to just note that we're 19 past now. Okay. Yes, Grace?
No, this is Lydia.
Oh, Lydia.
I have a question. I haven't been able to find, remember when we all agreed to change the, to ask for an extension on the bylaws? I haven't found that in the minutes, so I must be missing a set. It was one of the early meetings this year. So I don't know if it was the March 17th, because all I have are the ones that you sent me today, and I've had others before, but I'm not at home with my computer, so... Does anybody remember if that was reflected somewhere in some set of minutes?
What's the question?
At a previous meeting, one of the early meetings, we had decided that we would ask the PMB for an extension to July instead of June for the preliminary report from the LSB committees on bylaws.
I remember something like that, but I don't know which one was.
I know that somebody said something about it.
Right.
I don't know.
Well, we agreed to do it, but the thing is, I don't remember seeing it since then in the minutes, and I have keep meaning to try to correct those minutes, but I don't know which one they were.
Yeah.
Well, the audio of the meetings is up online, so I guess you can
search
that for.
Oh, okay.
You want to go listen to all the...
Well...
Here's an open invitation.
I mean, it was hard enough just to get through them. I'm right now opening the March minutes to see if they're in there.
Okay, and if not, then we'll just make it part of the bylaws item, and
yeah,
we'll just re-vote on it, if we may.
Yeah.
Okay, I think it makes the most sense to go down, do these one at a time. So, hang on a second. Yeah, I don't find the June July thing in the March 17th minutes. Okay, so let's go down them one at a time. I think maybe it makes sense to do it most recent first and work backwards.
Okay, we're going. All right.
You want to do it the other way? Fine.
Well, I'm fine.
Okay.
This is Max. I just came on a bit late.
Thanks, Max.
Hi, Max.
Welcome. So can we get a motion to approve April 28th, 2005 minutes?
This is Lydia. I so move.
Okay.
I second the motion.
Is there any objection?
I abstain.
Okay, actually, R. Paul, why don't you just call the roll then?
Okay. Approve the 4:28 minutes. And...
Actually, you know what? Let's do this as a consent calendar. And if somebody wants to pull one set of minutes, they can. Is that all right? Can you amend that, Lydia, to be approved March 17th, April 14th,
that's
April
fine.
21, and April
28th? Right. I so move.
Okay. Rob, you willing to second that?
Of course.
Okay. Does anybody want to divide or remove one of those from the list? Okay.
I'd like to abstain on all of them.
Okay, well, we'll call the roll on all of them.
Okay.
The
okay.
issue is
Thank
whether you had any issue with considering
gotcha.
Them all
Thank
together.
You.
Okay, so can you call the roll, Art Paul?
Here. Do you hear me?
Yes. We're voting on approval of the minute.
Good.
So yes?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry. Dave Adelson.
Yes.
Barry Berg. Max Blanche.
Yes.
Lydia Brazon.
Yes.
Marty Derlin. Jane Gatewood.
Jane.
Bob Lederer.
Jane.
R. Paul Martin. Yes. Sarv Randhawa?
Abstain.
I can't hear.
Abstain.
Abstain. Sandra Rawline?
I'm going to have to abstain as well.
Serene Roberts?
Abstain.
Rob Robinson?
Yes.
Deb Shafto? Hakim Takash. That's one.
The line just got cleaner. Okay, so...
So it passes 6-0. There are 5 abstentions.
Could everybody, let's just try an experiment for a moment. If everybody hits *6 to mute themselves, let's see if the sound goes away. All right, I'm not hearing that static anymore. So if R. Paul could come back on and call the roll, and let's add ourselves one at a time and figure out who the source of the static is.
Okay, I'm back on. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, let me just write down what we... Okay.
And when you come back on, just hit *6, and then we'll wait a minute to hear if the static comes back.
Okay, so everybody but me is going to *6.
Well, the static's already back, so maybe it's you, R. Paul. Okay,
really?
Well...
Oh. Well, okay, wait. Everybody else, let's do it this way. Everybody else stay on.
Okay, if everybody else can unmute themselves, then R. Paul will get off.
Okay, so everybody else is on now, and here we go. 3, 2, 1.
No, it's... Well, maybe it's me. Here, I'll do it. Nope, I guess we're just stuck with it. Okay, let's go ahead with the meeting. Sorry.
I think it's neither one of us.
Yeah. It's just hard. Okay, ahead with the meeting. So we're now on to old business. Time now I have is 5.
Actually, we should actually be calling these things all unfinished business by Roberts.
Unfinished business. Okay, unfinished business. The first item of unfinished business is bylaws convention, and I believe, Lydia, you were convening the bylaws convention working group? Lydia? *6?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I was still muted.
So did the working group on bylaws convention meet?
Yes, we did meet, and... we're going on the assumption that we're going to ask this, that you're going to ask at the PMB for an extension. So I do want to cover that during this so that we can officially have it as part of our minutes.
Go for it. Now's the time.
Okay, now's the time. So I move that we ask the PMB to extend the deadline from the January resolution that established the June 1st deadline for a preliminary report from the bylaws committees from the stations.
To any date?
To when?
To July 1st.
July 1st?
Okay, so...
I mean, that's what we had voted on before, so that's all I'm reiterating. And this is just the preliminary report from all the groups.
Is this realistic? I mean, are we really going to get those reports by July 1?
Well, there are... Deb Shasto said they're all ready to go. They're way ahead. They've made all of their changes throughout the whole bylaws. They're the most advanced. There's no question. And let's see. I know at KPFK we have had two meetings. One that's going to start in a couple of hours, as a matter of fact. And then I believe New York has already had a meeting, at least one meeting, and Berkeley has, and I don't know the status of PFW.
Berkeley.
Could I get the wording of this again? We asked the PNB to extend the deadline
to July 1st.
Yep.
For submission. Of the preliminary reports.
Yep.
To the PNB.
Yep.
By the 5 LSV ad hoc bylaws committees.
Okay, so what I have is, we ask the PNB to extend the deadline to July 1st for submission of the preliminary report to the PNB by the 5 LSB ad hoc bylaws committees.
Yes. I don't know if we want to reference the January resolution that the PNB passed. This would actually have to be an amendment to that resolution.
Folks, I have to step on the call for about 5 minutes. Could someone else, Jane, are you willing to take over the chair for 5 minutes?
I'll do my best. Okay.
Okay. I'll be right back.
All right.
Madam Chair,
mm-hmm.
This is Sarv.
Mm-hmm.
Point of information, would that be okay, Lydia, if we can extend that to July 31st, end of July? If that's okay, then we can just...
Well, the problem is that according to the resolution that was passed in January, in September there is yet another report due. The second report is due in September, so it doesn't make sense to, in my opinion anyway, to have them so close together. It leaves you no time to do any work. So if we postpone this till the end of July, and then a month later you have the second report due.
Lydia, our LSB here in D.C. has not ever heard anything about this motion that was passed in January.
We've discussed it every meeting since we have started this committee meeting, and I know that Rob is on the bylaws committee meeting as, you know, our others. So, I know it's been out there.
Lydia, in KPFA, I think if we establish a committee, it's just very, very recently, and I don't know how many times they met at all, and... So it's going to be, you know, when Dave asked the question, is it realistic, I tend to agree that it might not be realistic. And so rather than going back again and passing another extension, I was thinking maybe if we could just extend it here a little bit so that it would be workable. But anyway,
is there anybody else who'd like to comment on this?
Doreen?
Anybody
Thanks.
Else? Go ahead.
Lydia, and then put me back on the stack.
This is Lydia question.
Uh-huh.
The second report is due when in September?
September 1st.
So maybe we should simply adjust them both and adjust this one to maybe July 15th and the other to September 15th then.
Okay.
Would that work, Sarah?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, something like that. I want to add a little more time so that,
right.
You know, because it's pretty important to hear from the...
Okay, so then July 15th and September 15th. Yeah,
yeah,
if we put them off
okay,
to...
Is that an amendment?
Oh, yes.
So...
Well, I mean, it's
wait,
not... Yes,
we're discussing this, I think.
Yes, we're just discussing it, but, I mean, I would accept it. I think
yeah,
that would be
fine. Yeah, if you change
fine.
It, then we don't have to go through. We just approve it passed.
Right. And, Jane?
I would like to just ask for clarification here, is that the September... What does the bylaws committee envision happening in September? What is the thrust of that? I'm just trying to work my way.
Okay. Well, the whole point is, and this is why it's challenging if we keep putting it off. is that the convention, according to the bylaws, needs to happen, or according to previous resolutions and the bylaws, that there has to be a convention, needs to happen by the end of March. So, because of that, it was Mike Martin, actually, who proposed this resolution, trying to come up with a timetable sufficient to allow for consideration of things that the LSBs would be raising as LSB committees. Otherwise, there would be less time to be prepared, and I agree with that. There's also the notion that because there are several things that need to be corrected before the next election, that there is also the possibility that some of these things could be, if there was unanimous consent, could be adjusted in time, you know, before that. They could be adjusted before the convention at a PMB meeting. But in order to do that, we have to work it in the next few months, so we can't really keep putting it off. We have to start moving on, and some signal areas are moving on it. Some of the things are just kind of obvious.
Yeah, I would support whatever dates you're suggesting, as long as we put clarification in terms of what's expected from the LSBs, so that can be communicated to them.
Okay. Then I think that's part of the rest of my report, but if we can just deal with the dates first, and then
right.
I'll tell you what our committee has
discussed. Did somebody else want to speak?
Yeah, R. Paul. My understanding when this was originally done was that the June 1 date deadline was to accommodate the June PNB meeting, and the September 1 deadline was to accommodate the September PNB meeting. And the way the PNB members put it was that this would be necessary because the feeling seemed to be that the PNB members thought it would be easier to do this at an in-person meeting than it would be to try and do it over the phone. And I'm wondering, since we have multiple deadlines, if we are maybe overloading one of them or just pushing absolutely everything back. I don't know if we set it for July 1st, and of course the June PNB meeting has already happened, then either a telephone PNB meeting is going to have to deal with whatever information they get, or the September meeting will have to deal with it. In which case, this is probably something the PNB member people need to think about a lot. Maybe it would be better just to blow off the June 1st one, or just leave it there and have just a little bit happen, and then leave the other one for September 1st, so that the in-person meetings can, in fact, deal with it.
Right.
This is Dave. I'm back. I have a question.
And this is Lydia. I can speak to that. Dave, you go. I didn't. Go ahead.
Dave, just to catch you up, is that we're still talking about the date issues, and the last point that R. Paul mentioned is that the original thought of the June 1st deadline and September 1st deadline had to do with the desire to have this information presented at an in-person PNB meeting as opposed to the intervening phone meetings.
Yeah, my question is, what's the PNB going to do with it? They're just going to kick it to the governance committee, aren't they? I mean, so shouldn't our committee be the one that aggregates that input and then brings it to the board with whatever recommendations are appropriate?
Oh, actually, thank you, Dave, because that's the resolution, is to come to our committee.
I mean, that makes the most sense. The board's not going to do it.
Yeah, no, rereading the resolution back to January, it does specify, let me just read the whole thing, okay? It says, the five LSBs are instructed to form five ad hoc bylaws committees unless an LSB has a pre-existing governance committee which can serve the same purpose, that will report to and be coordinated by the PNB governance committee for the purpose of collecting and organizing recommendations for refinement of the bylaws. The PNB shall require, the PNB shall require a preliminary report from these committees by June 1st, 2005, and a follow-up report by September 1st, 2005. The ad hoc committee reports should be approved by the station LSBs before forwarding them to the PNB governance committee. Now,
I don't understand what all that means functionally.
Functionally, I think it's the way that we're operating right now, which is that we have a national bylaws committee, right, the convention committee that we're doing. The only thing that's lacking is that we need to have access to, and we haven't finished identifying the committees from the different stations so that we can have some communication to see where they are and so on and so forth, and other than the members that are on our committee and the lab chairs. The LSB chairs, I'm sorry. And several people have volunteered to send me all the contact information. No one has come through so far. But anyway, so the coordination of that does remain with this body, with the PMB Governance Committee. But then there needs to be a preliminary report. But for those reports to be meaningful, it's best if we are communicating, and that's where we're stuck right now. But as far as progress made by individual stations, KPFT is clearly ahead of us. They've done a whole the whole bylaw set with changes in blue, and you know they have they're done. So, but I envision that the reason I didn't think it was a problem to move to the July instead of June is because I think that that will be a very basic preliminary report in terms of ideas about what the convention will be, etc. And I wanted to put out, and our committee is recommending that it be put out, that we try to come up with, identify items and prioritize them according to unanimous support on the LSBs. And so there could conceivably be a handful of items that the PMB could even pass outside of the convention beforehand in order to facilitate the changes that are necessary for the next election. Not everything, just the ones that are unanimous and sentiment. So that's what we had agreed on in the committee. So that's how it stands. So I don't think there's a problem with the July one. I do agree with our Paul that I think that by September there will need to be some discussion at that at the September PMB meeting.
This is Jane. Can I get off the stack?
Actually, Jane, I think you're supposed to, once the chair yields the chair, then whoever yields it to should stay as chair till the end of the agenda item.
Okay. Does anybody else want to speak to this?
Bob. But I'll wait.
I wonder if we could hear the rest of the committee report and then come back to this question, because it sounds like there's a few more little tidbits I'm hearing from your report that might help us settle in on this date issue a little more solidly.
We're starting from scratch as to what a convention means. And I have heard, at least from our general manager, that the national office has already asked the general managers to budget a certain amount into their budget. I can't remember what it is, but it's several thousand dollars. And so they're interpreting it to be an in-person convention at this juncture. But that discussion has not taken place completely. I know at KPFT, Deb Shafter had mentioned that they had talked about a virtual convention, meaning online. And she was going to send us that, but we haven't received it yet in terms of the specifics of how that could work. So we're going to clearly be looking at different proposals for a convention, including having to price out and so forth an on-site convention. So that's one of the issues that still needs to be resolved. Rob can address what his vision was as well, and we're going to be receiving something for Rob. And both Rob and Marty spoke about focusing in on certain aspects of the bylaws rather than just throwing the entire bylaws open for reconsideration. And so that was one issue. And the rest was that we did agree that it made sense to first identify some very basic issues that could receive unanimous support. And then I know locally we have elected to also separate things that could be policy rather than bylaws, but at this juncture we're probably, the way we've been operating, it has been bylaws. For example, the statements to that that need to be, there has to be some requirement that they need to be part of the ballots that are sent out. That became a question in the last election where we almost didn't get the candidate statements with the ballots. But that's really, is that really a bylaws issue, or shouldn't that be a policy?
Just
a binding policy issue. So I know locally we're going through a process of separating out those issues. On the other hand, timeline issues for the elections, like extending the mailing time within the confines that we have right now to 60 days instead of 30 and shortening the application time, that's a bylaws issue, clearly. So that's the process. But within that context, there are unanimous items like that that we could probably identify. And so we agreed on the committee that that made sense, and that's what we want to communicate to the LSB chairs as part of a methodology.
Lydia, is that the all of the report, or is there a little more? So
that was basically it in a nutshell. Unless Rob or some of the other members, I don't know. Let's see, Marty's not here. Deb or Serene want to comment on it, something I might have forgotten.
No, I think you got it all. Thanks.
Can I comment?
Yeah, I think Bob was first and then Dave.
Can you hear me?
Max?
Yes.
Max, it's the first I've heard you?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, that's fine. No, I don't want to be in this stack at this moment.
Okay, so Bob?
Okay. That's a good report that, you know, makes sense for where to go with this. What I would like to see come out of tonight's meeting is a little bit fuller set of recommendations to the PNB so that the local bylaws committees have a bit more direction, because I think what Liddy was explaining about seeing what items might be unanimous consent is a good way to go, but unless it's a mandate, I'm worried that committees may go about things in a different way. Like they may, for instance, just go chronologically. Okay, let's start this meeting, we'll do Article 1, next meeting Article 2. You know, so I think this needs to be coordinated, and the best way would be if we brought forward a motion saying the PNB requests that, or even, I don't know if we want to say mandates, that all five committees should start first with items that they can find unanimity about, and you know, and go through the entire bylaws for those, and then come back and do article by article or whatever. But And even within the article by article, it might be good to mandate that as well, so that in the preliminary reports, we start to see patterns and commonalities. Like, you know, oh, well, three out of the five, you know, are saying that Article 2B needs to be changed, so let's focus in on that, rather than just leaving it to whatever system each of the five committees devises, and then we'll really have to wait till the entire process is completed to fully compare notes across five stations. So that, I don't have wording, but I'm just suggesting that we try to come up with something tonight that could be more directive so that this process moves more smoothly.
Dave?
Could I point out we have a motion and maybe an amendment on the floor?
I had asked if it would be all right if we hold off on any action on that motion until the report was held. Do we need to do that a little more formally?
Okay, no. If I'm just pointing it out. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, this is...
So we
could
understand the
context
of the dates. Okay, so Dave and then Lydia?
So first off, I think that my experience with the idea of national dictating to local bodies how to go about doing something tends to result in this resounding resentment. So even though it may make sense from a rational point of view, I'm not so sure that it wouldn't generate more heat and friction than it would be worth. But the question I had was related to the idea that certain things could be done at a policy level, and I just wanted to point out that I think that I know that any change to the number and manner of election, and the things you referenced do relate to manner of election, requires a vote of the membership, not just a vote of the board. So
including the statement in the booklet, that was left up to the election supervisor. Isn't that a policy issue?
Yeah, if it's not specified, but if it's in the bylaws and it relates to the number and manner of election, then any change like that does need to go to the membership for a vote. So I just wanted to put that into the mix so that people are thinking about it as they move forward.
This is Max. Can you please put me on the stack?
I'm sorry. Who was going to speak after Dave?
Lydia.
I wanted to first, if we could, before we continue the discussion of Bob's proposal, well, let me just address both. Okay, I think we should first just vote on the dates. We need to give the LSB's target dates to work from. Here locally, I know we worked the timeline backwards, so we started with March and went backwards, and with the dates that are in this resolution, so that for our July date, then we know that in June, at our June meeting, the LSB needs to vote on at least how far we've gotten so far. Then in August, we already scheduled the LSB meeting where we are going to be voting on items for September. So you have a lot of dates that you're working with, which is why it's necessary to nail down these dates. And taking our Paul's comment into consideration, I really do think we should. I don't care if July could be July 15th. That's fine, but I think we need to stick for the second report to the September 1st to give the PMB a chance to discuss it in person.
Max.
Yeah,
Before Max, I have just an order. We're at time, but we do not need to do contracts, so I just say we're at time for this item.
Does somebody want to make a motion to extend for 10 minutes or 15?
Yes.
Second that.
How long would you like to?
Let's say 15.
Okay. Any objection? Go ahead then, Max.
Yeah, when we query the local station boards, we should perhaps be asking them for the ideas on what on the nature of the bylaws convention. I don't know at what stage we're. Not only should we be asking them about changes they would like to see in the bylaws, perhaps we should also ask them about the convention itself, how it should be done.
This is Jane. I speak to both items if nobody wants to go ahead of me. What Bob mentioned earlier and what Max just mentioned were the two things that struck me as being important. Bob's point that we provide some structure, I think, is just... I think it's just incredibly important, because otherwise we're going to end up with a mishmash of five completely different... it's a lot of work. This whole bylaws review business is a lot of work. And the more structure that our people locally can be offered, I think the more that it will help, and the more helpful feedback that we can give. And Max's point just now that the PMB would want to hear some feedback from the LSBs on the nature of the convention. That was a thought that occurred to me. I mean, I don't know if it's opening a Pandora's box or not. But
can you put me on the stack? Is there someone else? This
Lydia?
Is Lydia.
Madam Chair.
Who else?
This is Sarv. Could you put me on the stack?
Sarv, why don't you go first?
Okay. I agree with Bob, his idea of giving some kind of structure, but I think that instead of mandating it, I think we should just issue it as for a guidance only.
Yep.
And if other ideas want to come in, I think we should allow them to come in. And Max's idea is a very good one, because the local delegates should be able to have their say into what kind of form of the convention should be, and that kind of thing. And then they feel more inclusive. So that's all I had to say. Thanks.
Lydia?
Yes. Okay. I agree. I would prefer having it as a recommendation, because I think that what will happen, and I think we should set up a listserv, actually, for all of the ad hoc committees that are working on this. And that once, let's say KPFK says that this is how they're working, and then New York says this is how they're working, and then, another station says this is how they're working. They're doing the same thing. They found it was useful to prioritize after we send out our initial recommendations. Then I think it would, one station would be very hard put to just ignore that and go off and do their own thing. Not that they wouldn't, but I'm just saying it would just, if it makes sense to so many. And so I think that we can put that, but we have to start the dialogue from scratch as far as the convention as well. So all of this, I think, would be best served if we go on a listserv, and each committee can report on the listserv as to how they're doing it and what they've come up with so far, so that we don't keep reinventing the wheel. But, I think the first order of business is to send this resolution that was passed in January that specifies that the governance committee is charged with helping to coordinate this before it goes to the PMB. That, to me, is sufficient mandate to move forward. So,
would anybody else like to speak to
Bob?
Bob, anybody else? Go ahead, Bob.
Okay. I support Max's idea about querying the five committees as to their view of the structure of the convention. In fact, I would actually put it a little more precisely, and maybe I guess I would like to suggest that the convention working group go back and come up with a short list of questions about the nature of the convention that could help guide the deliberations in the five committees. Like, you know, actually, the first one, which time-wise is very pressing, is in order to formulate the FY06 budget, we need to resolve this question of whether it will be virtual, in person, or an idea I'm thinking about, which is a combination, that maybe, you know, the people who would normally come to a PNB meeting would come in person, plus a select number of LSBs, and then others could be on by video conference or whatever. But I'm not trying to get into that discussion tonight. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying that discussion needs to be resolved by, you know, like August 15th or something, so that it can be cranked into the budget. So maybe we could strongly suggest that the five committees first take a position on that question, and perhaps also on the date of the convention, and get back to us as soon as they can. And then later in the year, they can get into a series of other questions that we could help define for them, like, you know, what are the rules of order at the convention, who's entitled to vote, all that secondary stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, again, some guidance, and I'm fine with it being guidance rather than a mandate. That's,
mm-hmm.
That makes perfect sense. But
and our next meeting, by the way, is June 5th.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. So we have one more meeting before the PNB meets in person.
Yes.
So that would be helpful to announce the set of questions at the in-person PNB meeting.
Okay.
Meeting on June 5th?
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody else want to speak to the general topic that have been
brought up? Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, I do.
Sure, we have a motion, too.
Can I add?
On the dates, right, Lydia?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, this is Rob.
Yes.
I'd like to speak as well.
Dave, Rob,
yeah.
Anybody else?
I'm sorry. Can I add something I forgot?
Go ahead, Bob.
Don't forget that I think it was the motion setting up this process. I don't know, well, whenever it was. I think it was last fall when the PNB voted to have the convention. They included a six-month notice provision. So that also means at a fairly soon point, we're past 6 months for September. We all know it's not going to happen at the September meeting. And I think, you know, the only issue is should it be the January or the March PNB meeting. It's got to be connected to a pre-existing meeting or it would just be exorbitantly expensive. But, you know, we have to keep in mind that six-month requirement, so that should be one of the sooner mandates, is to settle the date.
I think that was why they picked September, because it was 6 months before March.
Okay, Dave, okay. And then Rob?
Yeah, just as far as, if I understood correctly, that something was being said about presenting to the board questions that the working group was going to come up with. Is that accurate? And if it is, then do we need to just agree that I can put that forward as part of my report at the meeting, whatever
they
come up with?
Could you say that again, Dave?
Well, if the working group is going to do work between now and the board meeting and we don't have scheduled another of our meetings before then do we need to just say that whatever they come up with, I will present as part of the report from our committee at that time, and we'll just present it as a working group report, not something that was approved by the committee?
Well, the problem is that... Oh, I'm sorry. This is Lydia. May I speak?
Well,
may I respond?
Rob was first.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Rob, do you want to jump in and then let Lydia...
Yeah, I wanted to say that maybe I'm confused. It was my impression that Mike Martin, because KPFT is further ahead of us, that we were going to be getting kind of like a time and action plan about how this process should break out. And so I've sort of been expecting that we were going to see something like that. Am I confused?
Does anybody know about that?
This is Lydia.
Lydia?
Okay, so the only thing that I know is coming out of KPFT, and that was our request, was the bylaws that Deb had said they did, and she did send that out. She sent out the bylaws. She did not send out the dialogue about the nature of the convention, but I don't know if anything beyond that.
But
was
I thought
ever...
that was something we were expecting to get from Mike Martin.
I had never, I knew nothing about that until we just asked Deb, because she volunteered how far ahead they were. And so that was one. But in terms of Dave's question, I think that the stations and the committees need to know right away. And we already heard one person didn't know anything about this. And so even, you know, if we wait until the PMB meeting, then it will be a lot of more lost time, and then we're going to be telling them they have to have their preliminary report by July 15th. So I think that at the last meeting, we were charged, our committee was charged and given the mandate from this committee, from the governance committee, that we could go ahead and communicate things to the LSBs. We haven't done that. Don's going to be here tonight. He promised me he'd give me the LSB chairs at the minimum. And I would just ask that everyone on this call, if you have a committee, please email me and send me the contact information for the convener of each of the of your bylaws committee. I desperately need that to get this information out. So at least as far as we've gotten, just what we did at the last meeting. And then Dave can just present the whole thing anyway at the PMB meeting. That's fine, but I don't think we should hold back until the PMB meeting to get some of this information out.
What is the date for the next PMB meeting?
17th
of June.
June 17th. And so, Dave, your suggestion was that whatever comes out of the June 5th subcommittee meeting, that you would present that?
I'll just report the findings.
That at the June 15th? Is that what you were suggesting?
Yeah, I'll just say that so that there's a presentation of it rather than having to...
Yeah, and I think that's really great, as long as it doesn't hold us back from communicating as planned.
No.
Okay.
So, Lydia, is there a contemplated timeline for the subcommittee to communicate directly with the PMB?
I want to do it as soon as somebody gives me the contact information. So I hope to have the LSB chair stuff and some of the committees by tonight.
And would this
But if anybody on this call knows who the conveners are from their signal area, if they from their station, if they can please email that to me right away, and I can get it out tomorrow.
And
I think you could... I'm sorry.
Lydia, are you clear on what you want to say to them, or would you like some input from us?
I think that we've had input through this call, but basically it's letting them know. My concern is that they don't know that there's this timeline. What will be coming out that will impress them immediately is going to be when we finalize what we're going to ask for an extension.
The timeline. Okay.
The timeline. Mm-hmm. And so the timeline, I think, is what's going to light a fire under them, number one. Number two, we can just have, as we already discussed, and we discussed this at the last bylaws meeting, which was to make as a recommendation finding the commonality and the unanimous points and so forth. That's as far as we've gotten, and also that they need to start considering some of the questions of the nature of the convention. So some of the issues that we discussed already today, bring them up to date, in other words. That's all we can do. We can't go ahead with all the specific, more detailed until we have the June 5th meeting, but I don't think we can waste time.
Max, was that you who wanted to speak?
No, fine. I'll pass. Thanks.
No. Lydia, this is Rob Robinson. I understand the urgency of all this, but I just think that if we're going to tell the LSBs and get their participation, we have to give them some more information about what is going to happen procedurally.
Right, but what I am saying that is until, you know, we can't do that until June 5th, and I see no, it doesn't make sense to me to hold off until June 5th to let them know that this resolution was passed in January
with
these dates.
Okay.
You know, there's just
right.
some basic stuff. And
all
then
right.
say, you know, we haven't gotten to the nuts and bolts. As soon as we do, we'll share that with you. And how about setting up a listserv and blah, blah. You know, we just need to set up lines of communication with everybody. I don't get a sense that there's enough moving forward.
So, Lydia, would you like now then to restate your request on the timeline?
Yes. Well, Arpal, what do you have?
Yeah. The motion I have is we ask the PNB to extend the deadline to July 1st for submission of the preliminary report to the PNB by the five LSB ad hoc bylaws committees.
Right. And now, and then we, through discussion, I think we said maybe July 15th. Did we as a group decide
them.
That July 15th is better than July 1st?
Yep.
Okay, so make that July 15th,
make it July 15th.
Instead of...
There's no objection, we'll just do that way.
Right.
Okay, so it would read, we ask the PNB to extend the deadline to July 15th for submissions of the preliminary report by the to the PNB by the five LSB ad hoc bylaws committees.
Is that as you...
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Lydia, is there a second?
I second that.
And that is
Sarv.
Okay. And are there any objections? Okay. And we have about, I think we have a few more minutes. Does anybody else want to continue the discussion of the bylaws convention?
I just want to say I'm grateful that that committee is moving the work forward.
Mm-hmm.
This is Bob.
Bob, go ahead.
Is there agreement with my suggestion that we ask the five committees to prioritize an answer to the question of the who should attend the convention for to help the budgetary process? You know, the question of whether all this...
Yeah, the notes like from today's meeting I'm going to incorporate.
You want to make a motion, Bob?
Well, not if it's not necessary, I don't
know. No, I mean, you're going to be, I will, you know, whoever, I'll just copy this entire committee on whatever I send out and you know, advise people on the listserv and so on and so forth. So,
this is Jane. I have a suggestion that might be helpful. I don't know if it needs to be a motion.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned that you'll send out something now and then... Later, presumably after June 5th, you might send out something further. Is that correct?
Or as I get input. I mean, if I send something out right now to the LSB chairs and to the conveners of the committees in all five stations, then I assume that someone's going to, I'm hoping someone responds and they might say, oh, look, we've already done that and so on and so forth, and so that I can issue maybe a report by midweek or something, and then, of course, one after our June 5th.
I mean, I'm just envisioning that the subcommittee is going to meet on June 5th and perhaps at that meeting hammer out some more tangible, helpful guidance. To
yes, as recommended by today's, you know, participants, absolutely.
And so perhaps we as a group could simply authorize the subcommittee to communicate whatever comes out of that meeting directly. Is that necessary or...
Well, that was done at the last meeting.
Okay.
We were authorized to do that. I mean, we can certainly reinforce that today.
Did anybody else want to add anything to this discussion? Okay.
With the understanding that Dave will also articulate it at the PMB.
Right.
And he'll also make the motion, actually. We needed to be specific about that. Our chair and director, Dave Adelson, will move this at the PMB for the extension.
Right. I don't think we have to do anything else on that. Okay, it looks like we're ready to move on to the next
good.
Agenda item.
Okay, so I'll take the chair back then. The next thing is the contracts, policy on contracts, and we just before this meeting had a meeting to discuss it, and we made some good progress defining the different categories of items that, you know, would fall under such a policy and talking about how to move forward with it. We're going to meet again, but at the moment we don't have any formal proposals for the committee to consider. So I'm happy to hear comments from anybody that they'd like bundled in there. If people want, you know, we can summarize what we did. But I was going to write up some of those notes just to send them to people, and I could just send it to the whole committee in the interest of time, and that's it.
Oh, that would be great.
That'd be great, Dave. Thanks.
Okay. So if there's nothing else on it, we'll move the agenda to the final topic, which is the code of conduct. And I believe Mary was convening that working group. Is that correct?
Right. That she says she had something to say, but I think she got caught up in the traffic. And she had her job, and she left, and that's why she got excused. And so maybe she will report on that the next meeting.
Is there anybody else from that working group here who can comment on what was done so far?
Is there anybody else on the working group?
Yeah, I'm on
who's
the working
here?
Group.
Who could say what happened?
Yeah, this is Bob. I'm on it. But it hasn't convened.
Yet. It hasn't convened.
Oh, really?
Right.
So we're still at square one.
Yep.
And we're not going to have anything to present to the board at the meeting.
All that's happened is document exchange.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, let me ask this. Do you feel that you are, that we could get to a point where we might have something for the board, that it might make sense to schedule a special meeting of this committee before the board meeting, or shall we just stick to our schedule and we'll present it to the board when it's ready?
I think we should stick to our schedule, because between now and the meeting,
yeah, I know.
We've got
committee hell.
We have committee hell. We just
I agree.
With the whole ED thing, it's, I'm
right.
sure.
Can I weigh in with a minority opinion?
Could I stop you?
Sure.
No, go ahead, please. Let's hear it.
No, you can stop me if you
want. No, I don't want to. I want to hear your opinion.
No, my concern is that we're struggling to have a meeting, and the problem is that we don't have, we haven't set up the criteria for what we think we need to do. And I think it's more important that people are intellectually honest and write down what they think the parameters and criteria of a code of conduct should be, rather than trying to set up a meeting. And I really don't think people are ready to meet because they really don't know what they think.
Well, if I may comment, I think,
sure.
Like Jane made a comment of approval of the basic sentiment in Marty Derlin's statement, and I don't mean to put words in your mouth, Jane, but I certainly like that approach to it. I think we're real conflicted on this point. But until we get like a couple of concrete proposals that let us, you know, sort of deal with our differences, we're in no man's land. And yeah, I've absolutely seen what you describe, where when people aren't sure they won't going to get what they want out of a process, they're just as happy to have it die on the vine. But I mean, I thought the purpose of the working group was to try and, you know, deal with those things and get us a proposal.
This is Jane.
Go ahead.
I think in light of the you know, everything that's happened in New York and recently Mike's resignation statement with various things going on in KPSC, it's made me inclined to think that something that specifically addresses the discriminatory actions, such as what Bob had proposed earlier on, should be incorporated and you know, as briefly stated as possible, and still have clarity. But I think that is one issue that seems to have really floated to the top in my awareness, just based on what Mike said was going on in Texas and what I heard, you know, about in New York. Just
well, based on this, do we want? Let me pose the question again. In order to get some action on this item at the PMB meeting, we would have to I mean, unless I'll do the same thing where I could just report out the progress of a working group in the governance committee report, if we want to actually have a motion considered, then we would need to schedule another meeting of this committee and see to it that the working group actually did something prior to that. And so again, I'm going to ask, do people feel that that's A, you know, desirable, and B, realistic?
This is Lydia.
Go ahead.
I don't think it's realistic. I think it's desirable for you to, yes, report on the progress of the working group, but even if it's two proposals that we get out of the working group, we need to start identifying by through vote of their committee or our committee something more concrete. We've had some good proposals come down the pike.